The Road Home in downtown Salt Lake City will close its doors when the city's four newly announced shelters are complete. But as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, the organization will likely continue providing services to people in need.
The new shelters at 150 beds each will give 600 people a place to sleep at night. The Road Home can sleep about 1,100. The Road Home Executive Director Matt Minkovich says the clock is running on city, county, and state officials to start redirecting people away from shelter and into housing as the new shelters come online.
There's also a clock ticking for those of us working at this agency and some of our partners, because the number of people on the streets this year have been noticeably greater.
The Road Home does not own the building at 210 South Rio Grande Street. Shelter the Homeless Incorporated, a private nonprofit, does. That organization made the decision to shutter the Road Home. But Minkovich says his organization is more than a shelter. It's a nonprofit service provider. Tonight, he says the Road Home will have roughly 1,300 people in shelters, including 250 to 275 children.
At the same time, tonight we will have over 1,700 people in housing that's either operated by our agency or is supported through rent payments and private partnerships we have with area landlords. We'll have over 800 children in housing tonight who would otherwise be lined up for shelter.
Construction on the new shelters will begin in 2017. It's unclear when all four shelters will be complete. In the meantime, Minkovich stressed the Road Home is providing a range of services to anyone experiencing homelessness. Whitney Evans, KUER News.